What I was told originally was that the bus had turned over onto its side, and that the early reports were, thankfully, that there weren't any serious injuries, and we were told that some of the children had gone to a sort of a local community centre, and others had been taken to the hospital to be checked out.
It sounds like a fairly lucky escape for a good number of them.
I think so. I mean, obviously, if you have a bus that is lying on its side on the road, I mean, you can only imagine that things could have been an awful lot worse. I think that, nonetheless, it'll have been incredibly scary for the children who were involved in it. I think that it'll have been just as frightening for the parents who were at home receiving news about it and wondering how their children were. So I mean, it's certainly a very serious issue, and we'll be working closely with the children and the parents to make sure that everybody gets through this.
Yeah. How many were on the bus, Peter?
There were 21 children, there were four adults, and then the driver.
And is it true that one of the team or coach was pretty bad? He was more serious injured than the children?
Yes, unfortunately, the head coach, Mark Kidd, has damaged his ankle quite badly. He was transferred from Enniskillen to Altmagelvin on Saturday night when he had an operation. And we understand that he may require several more operations to fix the ankle up. We're hoping he'll be moved up to Belfast sometime this week, but at the minute we're just waiting and wishing him well.
Yeah. Now, imagine children being children. They have their mobile phones. It wasn't long before parents were getting texts to say, "Mom, Dad, we've been involved in an accident." Very scary.
Yes, it was. I mean, obviously, some of the children had their phones and made contact with their parents directly. The coaches and people back in Carrick also tried to make formal contact with the parents as quickly as possible. I think, obviously, because of the crash, some of the mobile phones and children's property was strewn about the road. So we're liaising with the guards to try and recover that property as quickly as possible. Obviously, children don't like to be without their phone for too long.
Oh, so some of the children didn't even have their phones?
No, some of the property was around the crash site.
Okay. So did parents start to make their way to Derry and to Letterkenny, or where did they go?
Yes, I think some of the parents headed down towards Fermanagh and Pettigo to meet up with the children. Some waited, probably nail-bitingly, back in Carrick for the bus to pick them up and bring them back.
And how long did that take?
It was probably sort of probably after 9 p.m. by the time the bus was getting back to Carrick. It was a long enough day for those involved.
Right. So that was an anxious wait for the parents.
Yes, it will have been.
Yeah. So what's happening now, Peter?
We contacted all the parents yesterday just to follow up, to see how the children were, to see how the parents were. We are having a meeting in the rugby club tonight again to answer any questions that we're able to answer, and to try and make sure that any support that the children or parents need is made available. We're working with the IRFU again in terms of what services are available for the likes of counselling, that kind of thing, because again, it'll have been a relatively traumatic incident to have been involved in. I think it would be very remiss of me to be on the phone and not to thank everybody down locally who helped out. I think the coaches and the children have been very, very complimentary about the residents and the local community, really, really pulling out all the stops to help them in a difficult situation. I think there were a few nurses down there, Frances, Jill and Rose, who worked tirelessly to sort things out. The referee, as chance would have it, was coming back along the same route, Billy Keane, and he stopped at the crash site and stayed with the children throughout. And again, the children who didn't go to hospital were taken down to the Terman complex, and the staff there were second to none. I think Michelle, Kit and Kelly were fabulous. So we will write to them to thank them, but it's good to take the opportunity now to do that.
Yeah. I mean, it's remarkable that a bus overturned with all of those children on it, 21 school children, the driver and three adults, and it's amazing that there weren't more serious injuries, actually.
It is incredible. It is. I mean, I think whenever we first got the news, you can imagine that we were fearing that it could have been a lot worse. So we are incredibly grateful that it has turned out as well, if you can call it as well as it has, but with so few injuries.